Jane, I'm sorry. Alex
Okay, I figured that's what happened.
wanna see Gail?
Come here, baby.
He's still sleeping. So, did they have a good walk?
They had a wonderful walk. They were really good today. And they didn't even go nuts as the garden guys who are out there.
So they're both feeling better.
They've been fine since we went to the vet. So and they had a wonderful time with my nephew and Jenny. They're very much dog people, and so they got slathered with attention.
That's always a good thing.
I think they're missing it since they've got been gone, because I'm woefully remiss in paying attention to them.
So, how have you been?
Well, I've been really working on not stressing. So something new has come up with the debt to the minister, and we decided we better get legal advice. And so when Grace contacted an attorney, he said, "You need a tax attorney and you need a CPA." So I talked to my CPA, and he said he'd look stuff over. But I hadn't gotten the stuff together, and normally that would throw me into a tailspin, and I just didn't work on it for a day and a half. So this morning I've been pulling together emails, because things are unfolding, and they're moving in a much more civilized direction than they were. So there's no sense to, sending him all the stuff that's contentious if it's no longer relevant. So I was making good progress on that. So
And this is the attorney or that you're sending the
this
emails
is
to?
my information for my CPA to look at. We want to make sure we pay her without getting anybody into trouble, because it's back stuff, and some of it should have had things deducted from it, not taxes, not income tax, but through the state of Washington. And so Grace works with they're bookkeepers. They're not actually CPAs, but they're bookkeepers. But anyway, they were advising her on ways that we probably could do it legitimately. So that's what I need to find out if he thinks we're good to go on that. So, and then rather than hire an attorney to represent us, just kind of run it by an attorney to see. They wanted us to pay all back taxes and be it and any attorney fees if she got run in by the IRS, and she's backed off from that. So she's agreed that she'll be responsible for whatever taxes and penalties there are.
Okay.
It's a big change.
So why would she have taxes and penalties on money she hadn't received yet?
She would have, I don't know that there would be any penalty. She is going to owe taxes on the money that she receives that was salary.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And
I.
she understands that. And at one point she figured she'd have to pay taxes on all of it, but we think we figured out, we know that some of it was paid to her. It was paid and loaned back, and she declared that full amount on her taxes. So she's already paid taxes on some of it.
Oh, so she was paid part of it and she loaned the money back to the
Right.
church?
And that's documented, although
Whoa.
there's no actual loan agreement. So there should be no income tax based on that.
Okay.
And
Wow.
then the forensic audit debt, she's gonna owe taxes on the interest. But that's not our problem.
Right.
But
Okay.
so the last 3 years would be the one that's sticky, because we didn't pay into the Washington all the Washington things that you pay into as an employer. And it's not income tax, because Washington doesn't have income tax. It's like the We Cares Act. Anyway, but the bookkeeper suggested that we pay her on a 1099, which would mean we didn't owe any stuff to the state. So that's the main thing I want to run by him, is if he thinks that's legit. Because when I described it to him, he said, "Oh, a whole flood of tax law is coming into my brain." So, anyway, if I can get that to him this afternoon, then that's a last huge weight off my mind, I think, as far as this goes. So.
Okay, so I'm guessing that the sale of the church completed and you guys got your money.
Yes, and by golly, if it filed with the county on Friday and on Sunday, they had a service of blessing every inch of that space. They posted it. It's really cute. I'm
Well,
so
that's
happy for
awesome.
them. I'm
That's
so happy
awesome.
we aren't responsible for that old building.
Okay, good. Wow. All right, that's awesome. Okay, so you, if I understand correctly, the only real stress you have about this part is just pulling the information together.
And
Okay.
I'm already halfway there. So I just need to make sure there's one part of it I really don't understand, and it's very vague, but I'm gonna copy what she said and hope that he understands it. So
Well, there's nothing you can do. You know, it is
I mean
what she.
I can ask Grace for more explanation
Yeah.
if it seems to, but I was gonna copy the whole email string, and then I realized that the attorney's responses are confidential and cannot be shared. So I just am copying what she wrote, which seems to be a pretty good narrative.
Okay. Good. Okay. So, how are you feeling about that right now?
I'm not in a panic. I've pretty much managed to avoid.
Okay, awesome.
I asked my angels for help with that this morning on my in my journal.
Oh, good, good, good. Awesome. Okay, so how is the journaling going?
I have been faithful. I have generally done the. I've been doing the morning one first thing, and I usually do the evening one the next morning before I do the morning one. But I'm doing it.
Okay.
Sometimes I do it at lunchtime, but it's just been, I mean, this has been a crazy week.
Yeah, I'm surprised that you've been able to do it every day. So I'm pleasantly surprised. That's great. Thank you for the effort for yourself.
Oh.
Okay, so okay. So if we look at what you're putting together today for the CPA and knowing how you felt in the past, where you would have been 6 months ago had this occurred, and where you are now, are you seeing a significant difference in how you would be reacting? Okay. And why do you think you have that difference?
Well, from working with you, I'm much more in the moment.
Okay. So,
The skills that I've been building up.
okay. And what skills do you think those are?
Well, the journaling certainly helps. I've been employing my worry angel. But, I've been working on staying. I've been more conscious of staying in the moment. I'll catch myself more frequently. I mean, there's always more you can do, but
Do you think that you've been using your conscious choice more? Being able to do that, like when maybe a feeling of anxiety comes up and you look at that, observe it, and not going there, you know, making that conscious decision to stay out of that energy?
yeah, I'm catching it, the deep breathing. Recognizing it. And that's when Mary comes to get me off the computer because she knows.
Wow. Okay.
Funny.
Okay.
Sometimes she thinks I just need to pay attention to her, but that's what she did for Michael when he was having PTSD stuff. She would take him away from the situation. And I have to
Okay.
remember that and not get angry with her because that's what she's doing.
Yeah, she's trained to do that. That is who she is. Wow.
So,
Wow.
the more I can remember that, the better we all do.
Okay.
And
Okay.
sometimes she just needs me to get up and walk around for a little bit, and then I can go back to work. But
Okay. You had mentioned yesterday that the dogs are feeling the stresses of world events. How much are you feeling?
I'm really trying to stay away from the news.
So when you see
Really
something
hold
on,
the high, and really hold the high watch.
yeah. Okay. So when you're seeing the news, because, it's impossible to stay away from all of it. If we have any kind of TV or, you're getting on your phone in any kind of social media, it's impossible to stay away from all of it because I'm like you, I'm trying to stay away from it. And then the commercials come up or, something pops up on my phone. What do you do? Okay, so I'm guessing that when you see those things, you start to feel that awareness that your energy is shifting, and then you can take those deep breaths and consciously pull yourself back to where you want to be.
Yeah, because part of me wants to respond logically, and it's like trying to teach, what was the line, trying to teach a pig to dance. It doesn't work and it just annoys the pig. So, the best to do is just bless it and let it go and hope that they wake up some other way, but reminding myself it's not my mission.
Okay. Oh, I love that it's not your mission. Yeah, not your job.
I feel like my job is to hold the high watch and put out all the good vibes I can.
Yeah, that's exactly what we need to be doing. After our call yesterday, I can still hear Carlene saying that it's bad. And I don't want to hear that. I mean, nothing against Carlene. It's just I don't want that replaying in my head.
Right.
And I did pretty good until I went to place an order for groceries and I saw that my $6 and something 18 pack of eggs is now $8.18. It went up like $2 in just a couple of days. And my initial reaction, I felt a flush of
Yeah.
don't like this. This is because of, and all of
That's
those
mostly because
emotions.
of it's a lot of it's because of bird flu.
Well, and also, I don't know about but in Colorado, they're only allowed to sell cage-free eggs now. So that made a change there. I eat eggs every day at least once, and sometimes 3 times a day. And whether that's good for me or not, that's what I do. And so that's important that I have eggs in my house. And you know what's crazy, Gail, is that I feel safe when I have a full 18 count of eggs in my fridge. I feel safe. So
I get
I infused all of that with love. And I reached out to Magic's groomer and asked her if the lady she gets eggs from still has eggs that she sells. And she said, "Oh, she wrote back, LOL. Oh, she doesn't sell them. She wants to get rid of them. She gives them away." So the groomer is delivering eggs to me today.
Blessing.
Yes, and I just, I shifted. I got an egg, a carton for her to take back with her that's empty, So shifting that energy from fear to get, moving back into the love vibration, kind of like what happened with Carlene. Look how long she was working at, moving into the love vibration. And then the crazy story with their house. Just, I have to laugh, you have to laugh because she had so much fear when she joined our group and, working together to sustain it. And I know she couldn't do it every day, but she really worked at it.
Yeah. And I
And
just feel so glad that she feels we were such a support.
yes.
Just like it was just wonderful to hear that our group was a support to you when you were moving.
Oh,
This
well,
makes
you
my heart happy.
definitely were. Definitely were. But that conscious choice changes everything. It brings us more into our awareness, and we're able to take those deep breaths and we're able to shift our energy. And if we don't shift our energy, we know it.
Yeah.
We're aware. So we can take another action step. What do I need to listen to a meditation? Do I need to go sit outside? Do I need to put my bare feet on the earth? Do I need to hold the dogs? Do I need to ask Jesus to come in and hold all of us? It brings in that awareness. And your awareness changes everything. Your energy looks great. I mean, you're just, so just this glow, there's a glow. I love this. Okay, so the journaling is helping. So that's wonderful. When you're writing in it, do you feel, does it help you to be more aware of where your energy is in that moment that you're writing?
Well, first thing in the morning, I'm usually in a really good space. Unless I'm just so tired I can't hold my eyes open. But yeah, I think it does.
I found myself that, like, especially when I write about it being a perfect day, that if there's anything that I have to do during the day that I'm not feeling excited about, it tells me right away. Okay, I'm not feeling good about whatever it is, and why not? And then being able to infuse that with love energy to help create that higher outcome. So, do you feel like that the journaling is helping enough that it could support you as an ongoing experience?
I don't want to go there because right now I think a week at a time is all I'm ready to commit to. I'm sure it would.
Commitment to 1 week at a time is all good for me. I'm even if you only want to go 1 day at a time, I get that because life is a lot. But having said that, 6 months ago, it probably would have been 1 day at a time, but now you're up to a week. So we're going to take that as a win.
I wouldn't have committed to one day at a time 6 months ago.
Okay, that's a huge win then.
Yeah.
So, did you get a chance? I know you've had a lot going on this past week, but did you get a chance to look at your anxiety list from your therapist and be able to send more love to each one of those items? Or do you even
You
have a
know,
list?
it's upside down. I mean, it's folded inside out, and on the top of it is, I wrote, infuse each item with love. And so when I see it, I just sort of love bomb the whole thing. So I have not opened it up and looked at each individual item, but when I see it, because it's on my desk and it gets buried and then uncovered.
Okay, can you pull that out? And I don't need to know what's on it, but can you pull it out and take a look at it? And is there anything that's on that list that no longer causes you to feel anxiety, that it's already, you've overcome that?
No, nothing yet, nothing I've had time for yet, but I've certainly gotten a lot of other things that weren't on this list done with the spare room. And they moved my crafting desk for me, and it is absolutely wonderful. The way it was laid out, I had just kind of scrunch through, and they moved it at an angle so I can reach both bookcases, and there's plenty of room to go around, and it's changed the energy, and I just love it.
Oh, don't you love it when it moves the energy around? It's like having a whole new house. I
And
love that.
they came up with a great idea for the spare room. I had a folding table, like an 8 foot folding table, one of the narrow ones, for like desk work and to put luggage on. At a corner, I thought maybe I would work for luggage, but there's not enough space. So they moved an end table up at the foot of the bed for luggage space, and then I had a small table that was our dad's. That makes a perfect little desk that doesn't take up as much room, and the room feels so much more spacious with that.
Oh,
So,
great. Wow. Well, that's huge improvement in two rooms.
yeah. And they're like, "What else can we do for you?"
Oh, that's great. Okay, awesome. Wow, you're percolating right along.
Yeah,
Let's see what else I got written
if I had
down
another day, I'd have them hanging pictures for me. Had pictures of the dogs. For like 2.5 years, and I haven't got hung on the walls yet. I have a thing about needing Needing more all support to hang pictures.
Is it because of placing them, choosing the place, or
Yeah.
actually, oh, is it? Okay.
And
Excuse
I don't want to
me.
put nail holes in that aren't right, and I've done it, and so it's not that big a deal, you know, you just patch it up. But
You know, it's interesting how for there's something else there, whether it's from childhood in trusting yourself to make a decision because we were told that we couldn't, or our decisions weren't good, or we weren't good enough, or whatever. I have something similar. When I moved here, I brought with me all the dragonfly drawer pulls that I had put on the furniture that I was using. I did replace them with the old stuff. I didn't just leave them with drawers with nothing on them. I did think about it, but I did not do that. But I brought them all with me. Actually, they weren't dragonflies. They were seahorses. They were seahorses because I had a beach room. And anyway, long story. But anyway, I brought those with me and I thought, wow, I could put those in my kitchen. So I put a couple of them up and I thought, oh, yeah, those look really good. And then I thought, ooh, what if they were dragonflies? So I found some on Amazon and I bought the dragonflies, and all of them are sitting in there on the counter now, and they've been sitting there for months in a bag because if I do that, the house is really mine. And Fred wouldn't approve. So, as a commitment to what moving forward, I will commit to putting those on and I'll send you a picture. If you will just decide where you want to put the dog's pictures, if you can put them up, all the better.
Well, I know right where I want them. It's just getting them spaced.
Okay, well, you have a tape measure and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So you could do it.
And I have a friend who has come over and helped me hang pictures before, and I'm sure she would.
Okay.
She's just more busier than I am, but she would.
Ooh, that might be just a fun girl time too.
It would be a very fun girl time. Yeah. And we could
Well,
do lunch or something.
you deserve that. Okay, so maybe sometime in the next 30 days, get the dog's pictures up. Girl time for you, and that off your plate. And if anything comes up in the feelings about that, look at that. You know, if any resistance comes up of, oh, I shouldn't do that. Look at why.
You know, there's so much of the stuff around the house that I would love to do, but it's like, well, but I have to sell the house in a few years, and that wouldn't, like painting a room pink, you know, that would have to be painted back. So I'm not going to do that, but I put pink picture, you know, I put a lot of flower pictures up, so that's happy. But
Yeah.
a lot of that stuff is like, oh man, I would just love to do this, but then I have to sell the house, so.
You know, I'm sure that that has something to do with putting up, just putting the new drawer pulls on, the door and the drawer pulls, because I'm not going to be here forever. But how much joy that would give me.
And
I
had
have
I done it, you know, years ago, I would have had all these years of joy. We've been in this house since 2001.
Wow, that has been a few years. So, when are you thinking that you want to sell the house?
Well, I want to stay here as long as I have the dogs. And I don't know if I'll want to stay here after that. In some ways, it would be good because I would have more focus on the garden, and that was a real joy. But it's too much for me to take care of that many roses. I need to be working at a more manageable landscape because that's also something that would be a hindrance while selling, is to have a super high maintenance garden.
Okay.
But Pretty much people sell houses as is, so I might not get everything out of it that I would want, but it would sell.
Oh, it would definitely sell. You have a nice house. You have a very nice house.
And
You
it's
would
certainly increased in value over the years.
Oh yeah, absolutely it has. if there's something that it would bring you a lot of joy just to see, think about moving forward and doing that. Don't let "I'm going to sell the house at some point" keep you from enjoying something that would just, change your world. And that just in moving the furniture, how much it has changed the way the energy of the house feels. And go ahead.
Getting slip covers for the living room couch and love seat made a big difference. And covering the, I do think I need to buy a real couch for the family room, but what I have is wicker furniture, and I cover it with Snoopy throws or Snoopy beach towels, and it's very cheerful.
Just whatever would bring your heart joy, just think about that, because and is it worth going through? Like the when I re signed my lease last time, I was shocked that they told me I could paint inside if I wanted to. It's time to sign the lease again, and I didn't do anything yet. I did go get paint samples, but the w first thing I wanted to do was paint a big seahorse on the wall in the bathroom because I'm kind of into that kind of thing. I don't think they will be, but they told me I could do it.
Well,
But I was
you could paint it on a board and hang the board.
true, true. I could do that. I could do that. When we were here taking care of grandma, grandma wa always wanted to go to Hawaii. And Mary, who's in our group, she was going to take grandma to Hawaii. She even worked one summer to do that and had the money to take her. And grandma was afraid to get on a plane, so she never got to go. So when we moved her into a house here, I asked him if I could paint a mural, a Hawaiian mural on the wall. And they said yes. So I painted a sunset with palm trees on the wall because she sat across from that wall and she could see it. And then I was actually doing I was a webmaster for a Hawaiian tour business. I think they were on Maui. I don't even know how we hooked up. But anyway, she sent me stuff, videos for grandma to watch of her people. And that was just so cool, to be able to do that. And it gave grandma so much joy, and it changed the whole feel of the house. It made it us, I guess. So I've thought of more about, painting in here, because like my bedroom is yellow ochre, and I don't know if, yeah, I mean, who would do that? Who would do that? It's that of all the colors, that one is my least favorite. Doesn't even make the list.
There's some avocado greens that would be right up there as far as I'm concerned.
But the furniture in there is so heavy, I would have to get someone to help me move it. I couldn't move it on my own.
To
So
get it
that's
away from
what's
the walls.
held me back in there. But I'm going to change that this year. I want to do that this year. And there's a young boy that he's in high school. Hopefully he's still here. I need to reach out to him. He said that he would help do stuff like that around the house, for me. So but those kinds of things that would, it's going to be uncomfortable for a day or two, getting the
So worth
painting
it.
done. Yeah, but you're right. It is so worth it.
Just watch out for the scent because, man, the odor when I had our bedroom painted was, we couldn't sleep in that room for about 5 days.
Really, that long?
Yeah. And I had the
Wow.
windows open and the fans running.
Wow.
So there are low VOC paints, and I don't know if he used that or not, but I'm just very sensitive to paint smell.
Yeah, I like it. It's always made me feel like things are fresh and changed. You
Well,
know,
then
when
you
we
aren't going to
finish,
have a problem with it.
well, but everything, my body is changing so crazily. Like I told you guys yesterday, just having this on a napkin or a Kleenex right here, that oil scent, I don't like tasting that. So I hadn't thought of that. So I will keep that in mind to do it at a time when I can have the windows and doors open, which would be in the spring before the humidity goes up, or in the fall before it goes down, or after it's gone down. So I will keep that in mind. Thank you for pointing that out, because I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, wow, that's a big deal. I will keep that in mind. Okay, so what about everything else? How's everything else going for you?
Well, there's a lot to do.
But are you letting it interfere in how you feel?
I'm monitoring it and I'm doing much better.
Okay. So,
If I can get the hard part is you think you're at the end of something and then something else blows up, like this payment stuff. We didn't anticipate this being a nightmare. And it's not. It's a mildly bad dream. It's not a nightmare.
just a little uncomfortable.
Getting the taxes off my back, is going to be really fabulous. I'm so close.
Okay. And that's the feeling we want to hold on to, is that it's already done. That's the part of the heaven on earth, 'cause it's already done. That's where we want to feel. And it doesn't take away the and I'll choose my word here. Not need to get it done, but the care involved to get it done. It doesn't mean you don't care. It just means that you're taking control of how you feel. Because it's still on the list, it's still going to get done, but you don't have to be in the anxiety of it's not done yet.
Which, I perfected that in the army. I just ran on high energy, high gear, get stuff done so long that it's like I just getting over that is, I guess, my task for retirement. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we want to take all that pressure off. It's okay to work hard at things, but not to feel the pressure of I have to get this done. And even sorry, babe. Being back in the army, if you could have release that need to feel the pressure of it, but still maintained your activity. I think that's key for everything and everybody. Is to not allow ourselves to feel the pressure of I got to get this done.
And it wasn't exactly the pressure of I've got to get it done, as it was energy I was riding, being in high gear and being productive.
Oh, speaking of productive, in the first part of the journal, the very first thing is I give it,
Give thanks for this perfect
it's
day.
for the perfect day. I've added prosperous and productive to perfect. I give thanks for this prosperous, productive, perfect day. And when I added just those two words, it shifted that energy of perfect for me personally to excitement. I think that the giving thanks for the perfect day is one of Florence's affirmations,
Yes,
but
it's
adding
like
the
a miracle will follow miracles and wonders will never cease is the whole thing.
Oh, okay. I love that. I love that. But adding the perfect, the prosperous and productive, because there are days that I sit here and it feels like I've gotten nothing accomplished. And so I don't feel that productivity that happened because, well, you know, I sit down here to do something for somebody else and man, I know just what to do, but I'm sitting here on here trying to figure out how to best lay out a delivery page and it's not working. And it's
Isn't that the way
confusing.
it goes? I can clean, I can organize somebody else's mess.
That's the way it goes. So with the product, adding that word being productive, at the end of the day, the first day I did that, at the end of the day, I did feel productive. And I was able to look at and list all the things that I had been productive doing.
Yeah, a to-do list is, I think, should be the other side of the to-do list because you get stuff done that you don't give yourself credit for.
Yeah. And that and you have the feeling, which is even more important, is the feeling, that feeling of accomplishment. And it just changes how your perspective on everything. It helps to support that gratitude feeling of love. So even though I just changed the I just updated that workbook or the empowerment journal. I'm going to update it again and add that because prosperous and productive. And even, I don't know if I'll add prosper. I'll definitely add the productive because that change that was huge for me, and I'm using that every day now, and I'm feeling it so much more powerfully in the as I'm writing it, and then at the end of the day. And it also includes feeling productive about being successful at maintaining the energy that I wanted to maintain. So, just so you know, I am restructuring the delivery page for the 225 with Florence because it's a mess. It's just a mess. There's so much to add. I shouldn't say it's a mess. It's overloaded. We'll put it that way. It's overloaded. So I'm restructuring that to make that a more simple delivery. And I just finished editing the audio for Infusing Love with action steps with Ima. And if you go and look at the page now, it's just one really long 100-mile page of especially the first part because it's showing how to infuse love. And by the end of the today, I'll have that restructured to with audio, and then you can click something to get the transcript of it. So
Awesome.
it both will be there. But it's too long. It's too long. And you know, if you're on a computer, it's not so bad. But when you're on your phone, I mean, it's like you're scrolling forever. And I feel that that's the way a lot of people are going to be accessing it. So I'm probably going to have I'm going to have to go into more pages to make it easier to follow and but have a good menu to go back and forth between. yeah. So anyway, that's in the works. So if you go to the page and it looks like it's a lot, it's only a lot for a short period, and I'm going to get that squared away.
Okay, great.
Okay. So, what is coming up for you right now that you need help with or guidance on, or maybe you're having trouble holding the energy around?
Sometimes I feel like I'm rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. That was one of Michael's lines in terms
That's
of
a
the
good one.
house.
That's a good one.
Because, to clear, it's like whack-a-mole. I clear one space, but the stuff gets moved somewhere else, and then I that's how come the spare room was such a mess, was I cleared out my bedroom and put everything there. Well, then so a lot of that stuff's back in the bedroom.
So,
So.
is there any of it that you can only touch it one more time to do something with, or is it something that you have to go through each item.
There's generally more than one step for pretty much everything. Now, there's some pictures that if I hang, then they're I know where I want them. Again, that's just a question of putting nails in the wall. And Paulette could probably really help with that. I decided, so Michael was really big on, I think I've mentioned this before. In the army, something's called an I love me wall, and it's all the deck, it's all the goodbye gifts, there's a plaque or there's a picture that everybody signed. And I've never felt like I needed to put them up, but Michael was big on that. He had a lot of stuff because anyway, after a few years after he's been gone, it's like, I think I'd like to have that up. So I started by hanging stuff behind the bedroom door so that you only saw it when you closed the door. So I could see it every night when I went to bed and closed the door. Well, I've rearranged that a little bit. So there's two, I need to move a nail so I can hang two other things there. And then there's a little space on the hallway leading into the bedroom that I've got some narrow pictures on, and I want to add. There's one in the middle, and I want to add one above and below. So that's, that's that. Then there's some ones that I don't particularly care to display them, but they're in really nice frames. Somebody spent a lot of money to frame them, so I'm trying to get good pictures and then take the stuff out and maybe put the stuff in the scrapbook and let the, I don't know, it's kind of like in the too hard to do category, but I noodle on it every now and then, and sometimes eventually I will come up with an answer. So
Madge, you're gonna have to move because my leg's
right
sore.
now I'm like, I want to get Valentine's out. I'm running out of daylight.
Okay, and that'll bring you a lot of joy, right? Okay, so maybe if you schedule some of the other things, give them a date that a day that you don't have a lot to do. Maybe schedule some things that will that they because when or even you probably have all kinds of lists. Do you have all kinds of lists? Can you consolidate some?
Oh, actually, excuse me. I have a system that, so I've had this, I got this planner that I thought I would use, and it's really going to be helpful if I ever get it pulled together. But one of the things is someday maybe list, and you just put stuff on it and get it out of your head. So I've got
Okay.
like one for the kitchen, one for the car, one for the garage, and that's really good because it's all in one place. So
Okay.
I'm gradually doing that. She's got a system where you celebrate the ta-das. And right now there's four of them sitting on my desk and the stuff is everywhere and I've got to clear off some of my desk to get to it. So that's frustrating, but because I think it really would be helpful if I had it handy. But that, and gosh, the dog insurance claims, it's just having, just having a little time to focus on it, but there's a lot of money hanging out in the wind that I could really use for my credit card bills that have been stacking up because of the taxes.
Yeah, does that have that doesn't have an expiration date, does it?
I
The
don't think
dog
so.
stuff.
I can submit for prior years.
Okay. How long do you think it would take for you to do that?
Oh my gosh. A lot of them, it's pretty simple because you just, if I have the invoices in PDF format, I just upload them. And I think it's set up now that if you take a picture and of the, like the prescription bills, I think I could just take a picture and upload that on my tablet. But taking the picture and or scanning it into the computer and then doing that is several steps that's takes a long time.
Yeah, okay.
But the big stuff, I can pretty much just upload the doctor notes on the invoice. So that is not as time consuming.
So is it does it take more time to take a picture on your tablet and send it to your computer and then put it into a PDF from there? Or does it take more time to try to scan it and create a PDF from that, from the scan?
I think if I took a picture on my tablet, I think they have an app that I could just upload it from my tablet.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I
To
would have to figure
directly.
that.
So
Yeah,
you wouldn't
I would
have to
have to.
do anything else.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I
Okay.
think I have to check that out. Again, it's just in the too hard to do category, but even an hour on this desk would be amazing. So
Okay. Do you need a bin or something to put things in to keep it organized a little bit better on your desk?
I have the bins.
Okay.
It's just
Okay.
going through the stuff and putting it in them.
Okay. Okay. Well, I think that given the week you've had with, company and everything, and when is the lady coming for the church?
The second weekend in March.
Second weekend of March.
So that's like 4 weeks, I think.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Were we supposed to put a date of the second weekend of March in on the website anywhere or no?
Not yet, because I haven't gotten her information on the rest of the time, so she hasn't sent a contract yet. So
Oh, okay.
I don't know exactly. I don't, what we announced was, it's not the full congregation the first time. We don't know yet what the second one is, but anybody that's a prior board member, a current board member, or a potential board member, we'd love to have attend. And there's a guy who has recently come back that was one of the original members of the church, helped buy it, and was a prior board president. And I would love to get him back on the board if he's up for it.
Oh, wow.
So
Okay.
I actually said, I'm looking at you, Charlie. And his
Okay.
daughter said, I'm invoking the spirit of my mother.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
And
Okay.
I get anxiety because I'm writing the talk for this weekend, and I just need to, like, it's gonna come. It's gonna come, and it's not gonna be hard because I'm just gonna rephrase what's in this chapter.
Okay, there you go. And so it's getting the time to do that.
Yeah, and I would rather not do it Saturday night and finish it Sunday morning, like
Yeah.
as I have in the past.
Okay, so this afternoon you're finishing up the emails for the CPA. Do you think you'll have some time to look at it yet today, or will the CPA information take too long?
I'll look at that this evening. I haven't, that's, after dinner when we collapse, that's kind of when I've done it before. And I've picked out several chapters that would work. I just need to firm up which one I want to do.
Okay.
But I only had a half an hour playing this morning, so I want to take some more time to do Valentine's.
Okay. Well, I was wondering if you finished that off today, if you could have all day tomorrow for your Valentine's.
That's a good thought.
That's where I was going with this.
I like that.
If you can knock those other two things out, then tomorrow all day. Do your Valentine's, and if there's anything you need to tweak up on the thing for Sunday, then do it Saturday morning. Maybe you only need half an hour, if any. Maybe you can get it all knocked out this afternoon.
That's a great
Yeah,
thought.
and ask the dogs to help you. Ask the dogs to help you to when you're working on Sunday's
Yeah.
program. That ask them to help you to hold that energy, and because that they I think they're so much smarter than us, and they know exactly what's going on. I can just think about that. We're going to go for a ride in the truck, and magic gets ready to go, because we're going, and if he's not going, he's really ready to go. there's a huge difference in he's definitely going and no, he's not going, because he's like, oh no, I am going. You have misthought.
That's our thought. Yes.
yeah. So, that would be lovely for you to be able to just spend all day tomorrow indulging in your Valentines and doing whatever you want to do with those. What do you think?
I think I will see what happens tonight, but I will not. I will spend at least half of tomorrow on Valentine's, but I'm gonna spend a little time this afternoon, I think. And yeah.
Okay, awesome.
That sounds really nice. That sounds really nice.
Okay, so what else are you doing just for you to feel really good about everything?
Oh. Well, I started a puzzle and I put it away because of company, but I want to get that back out. I was so close to done. I really enjoy that. And what I was doing was I was working and then like giving that as a reward. 15 minutes on the puzzle, which generally turned into half an hour, but still.
Yeah. When stuff feels really good, you really need to double whatever you were setting out
Yeah.
to
You know, that and sitting at the craft table, but I still am doing a little reorganizing since they moved it, but yeah, I sealed the card up I made this morning, so I can't show it to you, but I was real happy how it turned out.
Awesome. So, have you given any thought at all to what more of what your heaven on earth would feel like?
Leisurely, fun. Laughed so much with my nephew. He has the driest sense of humor. And he and my dad and Michael used to have pun fights, pun battles. I mean, not that they were against each other, but they would just top each other. And I have laughed so much, and I don't know when.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Wow. So more laughter. We want to
Yeah.
bring more laughter.
Yeah.
So when you think about that, and you can feel all that laughter and that joy in your body and that bliss, I mean, it goes into bliss. What would support you to sustain that feeling? Think about that this week. What would sustain that feeling? What action steps could you do? You know, I know you're being more aware of your energy. Would a meditation move you into that, or would just sitting and thinking about you know, how much fun you had with them, or any other experience that brings that energy, just focusing on that for 10 or 15 minutes, could that move you into that energy and help sustain that throughout the rest of the day? The more we can define the support tools or action steps that one get you there and two help you to sustain it, then you can figure out which ones work at better times. Because depending on, you know, our lives are not linear. You know, we've got all these different things that are, it's a roller coaster life. And what works really well one day may not work as well the next day, but
So you have
something
lots of
else.
tools. So you have lots of tools, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I
Okay.
keep thinking if I just get the backlog out of here, you know, I won't have anything to be stressed about.
Okay. Oh, I'm so
But
glad you said that. I'm so glad you said that. Okay, so we're going to feel the backlog is out. And we're not going to use that as this is why I don't feel happy and in my heaven on earth is because I have this backlog. We're going to move past the backlog that it's there, But we're rising above it. You're transcending that energy of the backlog. And when you move out of the energy of the backlog, it's all, you're transcending it. Then the backlog starts to be complete. Whatever it is that's still hanging out there as a thing to do, it starts to complete one thing at a time, starts to complete with ease and grace instead of anxiety and stress.
Yeah. I have a friend that always does with ease and grace.
I love ease and grace. I'm not into the whole battered and bruised and bloodied. I just don't. But I'll jump in both feet and be all butter, black, bruised up and bloody. I can do that too, but I don't like doing it. But it's, I can choose not to. I can choose not to. And I'm choosing now.
Yeah, just to remember that. I was kind of glad we canceled my counseling appointment because of my company. It was nice to have a break.
Did she put you through the ringer?
She's pretty intense.
Is she?
So I think as I get more used to her energy, it'll be better, but one other thing is, they've been trying to get on Medicare, and they've because the licensing agreement, the licensing things, Medicare is now covering the type of counselors that they hire. So they've applied to be covered by Medicare, and if that happens, I will have no fees because
Oh, that'd
Medicare
be
will pick
great.
part of it up, and TRICARE will pick up the rest, and
Oh,
that
that's
will on
awesome.
my budget. So I'm hoping. They've gotten notification that it's been received, so no telling when it will be approved, but there's light at the end of that tunnel.
Well, and just hold that vision that it's all done, that they're all complete with what they need to do and it's all worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you think about the backlog being complete and what it would feel like for all that to be done. Can you get to that feeling?
Yeah, I don't think I could in the past, but I think I can.
Awesome. Awesome. And even sitting right there at your desk with the clutter that you have, like you've talked about on your desk, if you sit there and you close your eyes and you start envisioning what that desk looks like all cleared off and organized. And moving into that joy and that happiness. And then when you open your eyes and you see the clutter, don't go back into the clutter. Being able to transcend what your eyes see, your analytical mind saying, oh, yeah, that was a waste of time because it's still a mess. Not going there, but instead still immersed in that gratitude of it's almost there. And sustaining that gratitude energy, the more you can sustain that, the more, you're just broadcasting out that wonderful energy. And everything else gets easier. It's that ease and grace, that peacefulness in your heart. So how are you feeling right now?
Pretty darn good.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, well, if there's not anything that you need to talk about or anything that's come up, we'll go ahead and complete. Let's see. Oh, I was going to mention about, do you guys, back to the church, do you want to keep the picture that I had snagged for the Covington House on the website? Or do you guys want to take your own picture, maybe when it gets green, or maybe it's already green, I don't know, of
They
the
will probably
church?
change. They will probably change it out.
Okay.
I'm guessing they change it out for seasons, but I don't know. That's something I should run by the board. We've just been so swamped with other stuff.
Yeah.
I owe you a bunch of stuff. I know that. Particularly some emails, some of which have gotten are in the clutter on this desk.
Okay. Well,
But
whenever you can. I thought I would go ahead and set up the AWeber's through the end of the month that you had sent me. I can't remember what it was. You guys are going to be there through how long?
Probably June.
June. Okay, so I
But
can
you know,
right
like
now.
this week we've got a special guest musician. How
Oh,
hard
wow.
would it be to add that in
It just
occasionally?
if it's fine, just send me the information, I'll add it.
Okay. We
Yeah.
only found out yesterday that he's going to be there, so I figured it was too late, but
Oh no, it's not too late. I can do it. I can still do it today if you can send it to me today.
just the message is already out for the week. Went out this morning.
Yeah, no, I mean add it to the website on the events page.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can add it
That'd be
there.
awesome.
And then after Sunday, I'll take it down. I'll take it
Yeah.
out.
Special guest musician, Jim Fisher. I'll send you the spelling.
Okay. That'd be great. I'll add that to the events page, and I'll send out do the AWeber through the end of June, and then that'll be all done. But yeah, if like yesterday, if you'd reached out to me yesterday, I probably could have gone in and changed it real quick because it won't take very long to do that. Yeah. Anyway, so in the future, if something comes up that there's going to be somebody special, actually, I could send another email out if you wanted to. I could send another one tomorrow saying that he's going to be there.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Well, send me the information and I'll do a instead of a blessing from Unity of Vancouver, a special musical guest on Sunday, Unity at from Unity of Vancouver.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do that. Awesome. Okay, I think that was everything that I wanted to ask you about. So just send me stuff as you get it.
Okay.
Okay. All
Bless
right,
you,
well,
Kate.
thank
Oh.
you. Right back at you. Oh my gosh, when Landon does that, he does the hearts, and he did this the other day, and balloons came up. Balloons came up out, beautiful big balloons. And we were both like, oh my gosh, how'd you do that? He goes, well, let me do it again. And so he stuck it up there and balloons were coming up. It was the craziest thing. But it wasn't on Zoom, it was on FaceTime. So
Oh.
yeah. But that one also has the purple dragon that will shoot fire. That was so funny. But his mom gets mad when he does that. So because he has to push buttons to make that happen. So, but he's, if you keep him in your prayers, he's not feeling well. He was up all night with his ear hurting, and she's taking him to the doctor. She got him in today, later this afternoon. So, I don't know if we'll be playing tonight or not because he doesn't feel good at all. So,
You know, a xylitol nose spray kills the bacteria that causes sinus infections. I don't know if it cuts down on ear infections or not, but it's the same bacteria that causes tooth decay.
oh,
And
okay.
so it's worth a try. X-Clear is one of the brands. You can actually make it yourself, but
Okay,
I
I know
use it
she.
on a regular basis.
Okay, he has tubes in his ears, and I think this might be the first ear problem he's had since the tubes went in. I think. I'm not sure, but he was sick. And he has a terrible cough, and he'd been naughty yesterday, and then he got sick during the night. So I'm sure that's why he was naughty. He wasn't feeling well, you
Yeah.
know. But
Coming on.
yeah. So, but I will pass this on to her about that because he's 5. Is he old enough to do that? The nose spray, do you think?
I think there's a children's one.
Oh, I'm sure there would be. Okay, well, I'll pass that on and she can ask the doctor about it when they go. So
Yeah.
thanks for telling me about that. Okay, well, if anything comes up that you need help or, just reach out. Don't
I called you. I called you that time.
Yes, you did. Yes, and I was right. I had the phone in my hand. That was the craziest thing because I was talking to Landon, so that was cool. It all worked out great.
Well,
So,
I will hold good thoughts for Mr. Landon.
oh, thank you so much. Okay, honey, well, have a lovely afternoon
You
and good luck
too.
on working on your Valentine's cards.
Thank you.
Okay, all right, well,
Take
we'll
good
see
care,
you
Kate.
next week.
All right. Have a good week.
You too, honey.
Thanks so
Bye-bye.
much. Bye-bye.